Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
If is the most original and heartfelt movie in years.
Magic like this comes around once in a lifetime.
This Friday, experience it with your whole family.
Can we do it again?
If, rated PG.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Monday, June 26th, 2023. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Those of you hoping to see Dave Biddle here, we have something in common. Dave is on break again for this week, sunning and tanning himself before the season starts, so he'll be ready and ready to rock. As we have said many times, the month is coming down the stretch here. We need you to become a YouTube subscriber. Simply look on the YouTube page you're on right there. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. We are in competition with the Georgia and Michigan State site, Georgia and Michigan sites. The Michigan State site podcast isn't up there, of course. Penn State's making a run, but we need you to subscribe. That way it makes it look like we're doing our job just as well as we can. And that means two guys are back for Monday's show. You thought Thursday was enough. It's just not enough for Mark Porter and Bill Kerlick. The Glenville Tar Blooders took care of the weekend for us. We will take care of Monday morning. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing well.
William, two commitments this weekend, both from Glenville. Obviously, the biggest domino to fall was Bryce West. Bryce West and Aaron Scott's names are syllabically too close together for me, and I have fused them into one human being, although Bryce West is the only one committed right now. That was as much relief as exhilaration. His teammate, Demarion Witten, then committed. Let's do it this way, Bill. Talk about Bryce West's commitment and what went into it. And then, Mark, your commitment evaluation was up there, and you can let us know what we're getting. And, Bill, you can come back with a little bit on Witten. And, Mark, you can then tell us exactly what we're getting in Witten. So, Bill, Bryce West, you had him crystal balled. Despite all the interference and Michiganders politicking against it, you stayed fast with your pick, and it worked out correctly.
Yeah, by the way, I think Ohio State wants to fuse Bryce West and Aaron Scott into their class together for sure. But I crystal balled Witten, West very early to Ohio State, and had Witten crystal balled to Ohio State too, for that matter. Not quite as early, but West I had early. I got to know and have gotten to know Bryce West really pretty well. And just from the beginning, I just felt like he and his family were Ohio State people. Now, Michigan, they threw everything they could at West and his family to no avail. And as we know, he actually committed on Friday night at the recruits visit. Actually, it was interesting. The day I talked to Bryce on Thursday night and asked him, I said, you know, is there any chance that you're going to commit and announce it all this weekend and get it out of the way, get it announced, everything? He said, that's not really his plan. He said that, but he's not going to wait a long time. He said, probably within a week to 2 weeks, the latest, after his Ohio State visit. So on Friday, late afternoon, I get a text, and Bryce says, change of plans. I'm committing tonight at the recruit dinner. I said, well, that's great for Ohio State. I'll be ready. And he did. He went ahead and committed to Ohio State during the recruit dinner, but he decided to wait until Saturday. He let me know that he was going to go ahead and wait to make the actual announcement until Saturday, which he did. And that was tremendous news for Ohio State, obviously. You know, he's an elite guy, no question about it. As far as Damarion Whitten.
Well, one sec, Bill. Let's get Mark's report on West, kind of break it up here.
Okay.
Yeah, and as I'm listening to Bill's story, and he's kind of showing us how the sauce is made, we watched this last week with Bill, and I'm kind of giving Bill some props here. If I needed to go bury a dead body with someone and Bill to keep a secret, I would take Bill with me. Because the way these recruits, they trust Bill, and Tavian St. Clair trusted Bill to, hey, here's what I'm doing. Keep your mouth shut. You know, you're inside the loop here. And a lot of times, you know, we know these things, and it's impressive how hot of a name Bryce West has been for over a year or whatever. And Bill's got the zip. I'm not going to say anything here. So hats off to him. I love working with professionals like that. So what are we getting in West? Thank God. Yeah.
Let's just say, though, Mark, if you're going to bring it up, professionalism is not a requirement for the job, apparently. So
there you go.
Everyone shares in Bill's John Wooden-esque approach to life. Please carry on.
That was another life.
Yeah, and I don't mean to embarrass Bill or whatever, but as he's, you know, kind of telling us the whole story again, I'm like, that's all we do with Bill is listen to these secret little stories where he has the backdrop and whatever, and that's the way things work, and it's cool to see it, and I'm glad that he's a part of the class. Now, what are we getting? The first thing about corners that everybody loves is when they look like a safety. They got the shoulders, the chest, the body, the lower body, that now they can become a physical tackler in the run game, and they're not just running cover guys, and that's what's so impressive about Bryce West. He's a hitter. If he had to be a safety, I'm not saying he'll ever be there, but he has that type of skill set playing a corner. I mean, it's one thing to be able to run and cover. It's another thing to have the manly qualities where you'll stick your nose in there. I mean, I hear coaches all the time say, will he stick his face in there? Meaning, yeah, put your head into a violent situation where you may take a knee across the head and knock yourself out. Like, what type of kids have that mentality? And until you see him do it on film, you don't know. It's like that little puppy that doesn't bite yet. If he doesn't bite as a puppy, he ain't going to bite when he gets bigger. So we got a puppy that's biting. We got a puppy that looks like it's going to be a lion or tiger by the time it's ready to go. The cover skills are there. There is, Bill and I, if you follow the podcast, how many times did we go see Bryce West and Aaron Scott and say, it was like taking an Ambien. I fell asleep at halftime. They didn't do anything. No one threw their way. The other quarterback wouldn't test them. So, you know, you don't get these amazing highlight films to show how truly athletic they are unless you see them on offense and doing that type of thing. But, yeah, I think you're getting everything. You're getting the Glenville pipeline. You're getting the Ted Ginn blessing. You're getting all these things that make you feel warm and fuzzy about a player. So when you get them, you know you have someone who's not going to bust on you and be a part of the program. Glenville has done so well for Ohio State over the years. It's awesome that there was a double dose this weekend.
The tight end, Bill?
Damarion Whitten. Again, you know, the situation where there was some worry after he made that official visit to Kentucky, and Kentucky felt they had done a good job on him.
Yes, they did feel that way.
And, you know, and perhaps rightly so. But Keenan Bailey took care of that. Mark and I were at camp, and Keenan Bailey worked individually very much with Damarion Whitten. And he spent a lot of time conversing with Damarion and all. And basically, if the things had changed from that official visit to Kentucky, Keenan Bailey changed them back. And there was pretty much no doubt after that camp on Wednesday that Demarion Witten was going to be a Buckeye. And then the interesting thing was, is that, you know, having done this for a few years and got the gray hair right here to prove it, it's not often that on a Saturday night at approximately 8:30, a recruit announces a commitment. It's not exactly your prime time announcement time, but that's exactly what Demarion did. He announced on Saturday night that he was a Buckeye and gave Ohio State their second boom of the weekend.
Hey, they were interrupting your weekend, that's for sure. Okay, so on the boards, we've been talking Demarion Witten or Demarion. You know, I'm the only one who said, like, we haven't seen the blocking yet. And I'm the only one to put a negative by his name. So I'm going to start with that and say, we watched him at the camp. That's the first thing that I think Keenan Bailey and those tight end coaches is, let's see what kind of blocker we have here. And there's no pads or anything, but you can get an idea of the technique, the pop, if he's in the right stance and start, how he comes out of it. All that stuff checks out. It's just the Glenville offense doesn't ask him to do that. They flex him out. They're a four-wide offense, and he plays a flex tight end most of the time. He's not your inline type, and part of the discussion is, and this is something I talk to college coaches, like, the tight end position has evolved where there's two types of tight ends now, okay? So I think we should start calling – someone's got to come up with a nickname for both types. One's the inline guy.
Three, Mark.
There you go. If you want to include your fullback. Yeah, like I when I talked about it, I kind of said fullback out there, but there are tight ends that we are bringing in that have fullback qualities. Okay, so I think the fullback tight end position, slot receiver, all those positions call for different skill sets, but there are tight ends that are inline guys, which is basically your tackle playing tight end, your H-back guy, which can be your fullback move guy, which is usually a faster, more athletic tight end, or your slot tight end that, you know, he blocks out on the edge and you're trying to mismatch him with strong safeties and blocking matchups, and they put a linebacker out there, now it's a passing matchup. So college coaches are looking at matchups, so to speak, and how tight ends match up. And in the passing game, Witten is a matchup nightmare, okay? His passing highlights are as good as any. So, you know, he's A-plus on the passing side of things. But where are we going to be at with the blocking side of things? It's just a matter of him getting the reps and developing. And it wouldn't be a big deal if he had to get a redshirt year underneath his belt and maybe a freshman year before he became the blocker that we would envision him, or, you know, the scouts would say, okay, here's the path he'll be on to be this A-plus blocker and receiver. But I think he's the more H-back type. I don't know if he's your inline type. I don't think you're going to stick him in at the goal line, down on the goal line next to your tackle, and say, let's double-team this son of a bitch in the end zone and, you know, get some movement. I don't think Witten's that guy yet. He could be. You know, the other tight ends we usually bring in, you hear me talk about all the time, they're NFL prototypes where they're going to go block the end of the line and reach the nine technique and do that type of stuff, and they've done it in high school, okay? And the knock on that is, yeah, you've done it in high school, but can you do it against the college defensive end? So, you know, it's not like those guys don't have to come in and progress too. But Witten's progression was more obvious on his highlight tape, or it was a flashy, explosive receiver tape. And I think it's easy to fall in love with those as a fan. But if you're, you know, evaluating a tight end position, there's a couple things or a couple job descriptions you're going to have to fill once you get to Ohio State. Witten will be fine. He's elite. And if you saw him in camp, you would have no doubts. But yeah, since on the boards, I'm the one who's like, yeah, I'd still like to see him put some tape on film. And guess what we'll be doing next year, Bill? Going to his games and just waiting for those blocking clips to share and say, okay, here it is, guys. It's coming to fruition. And, you know, put your worries at ease.
Yeah, Kentucky probably sold playing time to him, which is their general approach when they're going after an Ohio guy that Ohio State also wants. But I think Demarion Witten showed his mettle by choosing the higher mountain to climb. And whether this has reestablished the Glenville pipeline, those of you who are new to these parts, there was a time back, good Lord, I'd say about 10 years ago when they were offering 5-6 guys in a class from Glenville. And as the summer progresses here, we will have a lowdown on what Glenville has coming next, but that is chatter for another show. Everybody wants to know this, Bill. Aaron Scott. Has there been any change? A defensive back from Springfield, where there was a Bryce West comment. There was an Aaron Scott question coming soon behind. Please bring us completely up to speed on the guy who has reached the zenith of Buck Nutter's attention here.
Well, obviously, he did not announce. He did not go the Bryce West and Damarion Witten route and make and announce a decision over the weekend. And I don't think that's unexpected. You know, he's kind of said that he's going to take the visits, which he did. He made three: Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon. And that Oregon visit did go well. I think it gave the Ducks some hope. But in the end, I still continue to think it's Ohio State or Michigan. And I still continue to think he's thinking about things. I think that he will likely announce a decision sometime between now and mid-July at the latest. I tend to think maybe sooner rather than later, but I think, you know, it could string out to the first, second week of July before he announces things. I've had him crystal balled to Ohio State for a long time. I first saw him play before he was kind of the star. I remember Coach Douglas down there told me that my next big guy is going to be Aaron West. And he didn't have all those offers then. Went and saw Aaron, and I saw what Coach Douglas was talking about. And I know Mark knows that very well, too. He's seen him a bunch. But, you know, I still have him crystal ball to Ohio State, but Michigan is not giving up, and I'm not going to rule them out. Let's put it that way.
Does he have any visits left? Is this just lock it down in the Scott household and make the decision?
As of right now, he has no other visits scheduled, planned, whatever, that I know of, at least.
Okay. We all know the scouting report on Aaron Scott. It's ridiculous.
It's verbatim Bryce West, pretty
right,
much. You know, if you were to sit here and ask me, like, please distinguish, like, what qualities are different between the two, I would have trouble because – yeah, safety at corner, thicker lower body, good. You know, like you're rattling off the same coaching points and things. That's why everyone's in love with these guys, that, you know, they have everything you're looking for.
We've talked about it, how rare it is for two quarterbacks in the class of 2025 to both be from Ohio. It's about as rare to have two corners of this ilk in one class from any state, much less our home state here. Let's take a quick break here and pay some podcast bills.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
And we are back. There were some other visitors there this weekend, Bill. One of them, and I've been practicing, Kingston Viliamu-Asa. Linebacker came with his fam. Some great pictures on there. A lot of positivity. This is a guy who's become a regular here at Ohio State. Can you please bring us up to speed and then where his recruitment stands as he exited Columbus?
Well, Kingston, one thing Ohio State, not one thing, they do a lot of things, and I think they did a lot of things really well with Kingston this weekend. But one thing in particular, the Polynesian connection is important. That's very important. JT Tuimoloau, I'm not sure if he left the side of Kingston all weekend from what I was told. They were together all the time. And that, you know, it's just good planning by Ohio State. That's important. Kingston is a very quiet young man. And I was told that as the weekend went on, he loosened up more and more. That's a good sign. By the end of the weekend, I think there was a good, pretty good feeling at Ohio State regarding Kingston. Maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, some people thought this was a Notre Dame over USC battle. That's not really the case anymore from everything I'm told. I think it's an Ohio State USC battle more now than the other way around. Notre Dame has done a really good job of pushing academics. Kingston wants to go into finance and real estate. Notre Dame really pushed that. So Ohio State pushed it academics really hard this weekend. Now Kingston needs to make a decision. I think he's going to just think about things. He's a quiet young man. He's pretty tight-lipped on things. But I think it's going to come down to Ohio State or staying home at USC. Coming off the visit, I would give Ohio State a slight edge, but, you know, USC is going to be working it. And, you know, obviously staying close to home and family and all, you know, can be a factor there. But Ohio State has a big need for Kingston, not that USC doesn't. And it's going to be a close decision, I think, between the two. I give Ohio State maybe the slightest of edges at this point, but Kingston's got a lot to think about. He says he's pretty much 85% decided, but that's not 100%.
Timeline?
I think it'll be, he's not going to string it out, I don't believe, till mid to late July. I don't see that happening. I think it will be sometime within the next week to 2 weeks.
Another visitor from west of the Mississippi. A guy we haven't talked about as much recently, but there was some, he was a hot prospect a little while back, and that is Miles Lockhart. He's going to make his decision on July 6th. Will I be hungover from July 4th when they get a commitment from Miles Lockhart?
Well, he was a guy that I'm pretty sure I know almost the exact date. I think it was April 12th that I crystal balled Miles to Ohio State. Nothing at all has changed whatsoever. My feelings on Miles Lockhart. I still have him crystal balled to Ohio State, and I still feel like he's going to be the nickel corner in this Ohio State class. Ohio State sees him as an inside nickel corner, and I still think he will take that slot.
This is a little off kilter here, though, Bill, but someone on the South Carolina staff has some kind of connection to the DMV, whether it's financial or something else, because they are getting guys to matriculate there that they would not otherwise get. Number one being Nicholas Harbor, who was just named All-Met Track Athlete of the Year. He's about 6'5", with Olympic sprinter speed. I only ask because last weekend, D.C. native Dylan Stewart visited, and now I'm hearing there's momentum for South Carolina. Are they backing up the Brinks truck, or what's going on here with Dylan Stewart?
When he left Ohio State, Ohio State felt really, really good about him. It's kind of as you say now, Dan. Now you got to hold off South Carolina and land the plane, so to speak. You know, he's coming off an official visit to South Carolina, and as I've said many times before, I generally like to wait a day or two to let that official visit high either come down a little bit or stay there.
Gotta wait for the check to clear, Bill.
Yeah.
24 days or Monday's the first day of the work week. Go ahead.
Yep. So, again, Ohio State has felt really good about him since he made that official visit to Ohio State. And now got to get the deal closed.
Look, I covered recruiting in D.C. for a long time. It's the true Wild West. There's no real home school, no matter what Maryland will tell you. Just you can go back to Aurelius Ben and Marvin Austin, DC is the Wild West. All right, I'm going to ask this freaking question. There's a spam group going on here. Guys in their mom's basement think that they're funny. Bill, do we have a better chance to land Kobe Black or J.K. Bolden? If you're going to spam us, you can at least get the names correctly. I was told recently by someone I trust that Kobe Black is not going to go to Texas, and then I saw a crystal ball roll there. Can you bring us up to speed, and do you think they have a better chance with K.J. Bolden or Kobe Black?
Well, Kobe Black did visit Texas this weekend, his official visit. There was one crystal ball pick for him. That one's had a ways to go. You know, he's made official visits now to just Ohio State and Texas, and he's got in-season visits planned for – and I mentioned this last week. A&M's hanging around in that battle. I mentioned this last week that I think it was on Monday or Tuesday a week ago today that A&M was working on Kobe Black pretty hard. Lo and behold, he's going to make official visits. At least that's what he has planned right now. To A&M, Alabama, and LSU in-season official visits. So if he follows that, yeah, if he follows this that timeline, we're going to be waiting a while for Kobe Black.
A while.
Yeah, so we'll see. But that's the plan right now. Of the two, I think both are very much possibilities for Ohio State. Kobe Black had a great official visit to Ohio State. But of the two, I would probably go with K.J. Bolden is the guy that Ohio State has the better shot at landing.
Very good stuff. Big week ahead for you two. I'll let you guys know that tomorrow Steve Wiltfong will be on the show, provided nothing outlandish happens between now and then. What are you guys up to this week? What will you be seeing? What will we be bringing the people on Thursday? Mark?
This is my week where I'm back in the office off the road, and this is the commitment evaluation video time for me, where I'm being a lot of these names Bill's talking about right now. Dan and I are saying, okay, let's prioritize these and let's get some great videos out to the viewers. I like this.
Next one up on that front, Brandon Baker, offensive lineman from out west. We were going to talk about him today, but we'll talk about him on Thursday with a full offer evaluation. Good Lord, I got ahead of myself there for a sec. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this is, if you know anything about college coaches, the NCAA makes them take a mandatory 2-week or a month like sabbatical. Like, you guys better get out of the office or they would never leave the office and they'd never see their families. But most college coaches right about now are starting to leave the office and get out of here. And then, so for a guy that runs Scouting Ohio, it's my favorite time of the year. Not a lot of people bothering me, not a lot of stuff. So it is my time to catch up and maybe get ahead of the curve. So, yeah, the Mark's on his teacher's couple weeks summer here.
When Mark is off the road, it is good for our video content. Bill, what's up for you this week?
I think Mark is celebrating, just like all the college coaches around the country. I get to stop traveling.
Man, out of the car.
And recruiting and working every minute and get to stay home a little bit or whatever, or go on vacation. So, yeah, I think mass exodus time for college coaches as far as getting a break. And I got to say something about that. Talking to some people at Ohio State last week, and this kind of leads to one of a tweet that Mark Pantone did yesterday. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this podcast saw that tweet. Mark Pantone tweeted, now maybe paraphrasing things a little bit, great results in the month of June. Something along those lines.
And there was a car skidding around a corner.
Yeah, I think a pickup truck, actually. Yeah. Talking to some people at Ohio State last week during the camps and so on and so forth, they worked, not that they don't always work hard, but they really have worked hard this spring and throughout the month of June. One of them told me that they hadn't had a break of long hour work days in like 40 days or something like that. It's been that kind of stretch for them. But I think you're going to see the results. You know, last year, June was a bit of a disappointment for a lot of Ohio State fans. They missed out on the big three defensive ends, and they missed out on some other guys that a lot of people thought they were going to get. And I think that it was a little bit of a disappointment. I don't think there's going to be that disappointment this year. They've worked really, really hard. They're in really good position for a lot of these guys. That doesn't mean they're going to get them all, but they're in really, really good position as the July announcement time comes now. You can't always predict what these guys are going to do. They may tell Ohio State when they leave Ohio State, they're coming to Ohio State, but that can change. But right now, the vibes are good. They put in the work, and they've just got to hold these guys to the class, get them in the class, and then it'll all pay off.
I'll leave you with this and kind of piggyback on what Bill said there. Though when you see him talking to the media and stuff, Ryan Day still has that calm, pleasant demeanor. I'm told behind closed doors, it has been cranked up quite a bit. And no stone will be left unturned this offseason and going into the season. They, like Bill said, they are getting after it in a big, big way. So we hope that leads to results. We appreciate these two stopping by. They will be back on Thursday. Like I said, if you want to do your part, become a subscriber. Click on the subscribe button there on your YouTube channel or whatever platform you're on, Apple or Stitcher. And now that you know, we have a better chance with KJ Bolden than Kobe Black. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.